Well, Moses was seeking the Lord. And the Lord said to him, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses said, "If your presence does not go with us, don't bring us up from here. For how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight, except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the peoples who are upon the face of the earth." It's not. The cross we wear, our Christian bumper sticker, it's not the way we dress. It's not even how religious we may act. But what marks us is the presence of God, that God is with us. That's why I say there's nothing wrong with video and lights, and if some churches choose to do so, smoke and swirling laser lights. I'm not preaching against it, but I'm just saying you can have all of the different avenues and facets of media and entertainment that you can possibly gather up and muster up, and it won't make us any different from the world. And we don't need to copy the world. What makes us separate, what makes us different, is that God is in this place, that God is with us. And that should be our focus and what we seek after. Moses got it. He said, "If you're not going to go with us, then we don't want to go. Don't take us up from here. Because how else will the world know that we are your people?" But he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And amazing how we find rest in the presence of the Lord. The Bible tells us in Acts 3 that times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. If you need a refreshing, well, let me tell you where to get it. The presence of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to gather in your name and to be in your presence. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to learn and to grow. I pray, Father, that you help me to share your word as it ought to be. And Lord, that each one would hear what the Spirit is saying. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, back in the 1960s, Time magazine reported about expert testimony being given in a Senate subcommittee on time management, and they predicted that because of the advances in technology, in 20 years, the hours that people worked per week would radically change, that the average American would be working 22 hours a week in 20 years. They said the great challenge will be figuring out what to do with all that excess time. Is that your challenge? 50 years later, with all the major advances in technology, no, we're not wondering what to do with the excess time on our hands. In fact, a lot of it we spend working on that technology, right? You ever spend any time trying to fix a computer, a smartphone, or whatever? There's no stress there, right? Seems like the more that we do, the more there is to be done. And sometimes you fix one thing and there's two more broke. It's just always something. And most of us feel like we're so busy, we don't ever really have time to rest. Like one dad who's playing cops and robbers with his boys in the backyard, and one of them shot at dad and said, "You're dead." Dad fell on the ground dramatically, laid there motionless. Well, after a long time, one of the neighbors decided to come over and make sure he was all right. And dad looked up at him with one eye and said, "Shh, this is the only chance I've had to rest today." Is your life ever like that? Most of us just go as fast as we can, picking them up and putting them down. A Washington newspaper some years ago reported about a basset hound. His name was Tattoo. He didn't intend on going for an evening run, but his owner thought he had put him in the car, but he forgot to put him in. Instead, the leash was caught in the car door as the owner started down the road, and a motorcycle cop saw Tattoo being dragged behind the car. He was able to pull the car over and Tattoo was rescued, but the police officer said that he was picking him up and putting him down as fast as he could, but he reached a top speed of about 25 miles an hour, and then falling down, he rolled over several times. You ever feel like that? Picking them up, putting them down as fast as you can. You're at top speed and feeling like you're getting dragged a little bit. Well, it's just kind of the normal American way of life today, it seems like. And it's amazing that even if we're not that busy at our job, we find a way to be so very busy. And it's not always just mere circumstances that bring us to that place of being worn out. I think especially for the Christian, there are spiritual forces at work against us to wear us down so that we become weary and well-doing. I'm telling you, there's a lot of battle-fatigued Christians that need a rest. And all that stress and weariness takes a toll. The end result is we're not really effective. Not really effective as a parent. Not really effective maybe in our workplace, but not really effective in our work for the Lord. It renders us unfruitful. Did you know that Jesus said the cares of this life can choke out the seed of the Word of God and render us unfruitful? The cares of this life, just being burdened down and weary with the problems of this life. In 3 John 2, he says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers." You know, this past Sunday, we talked about being health-wise, and I didn't share this, but I thought about this, how important it is that our soul is prospering. Well, we did talk about the heart, didn't we? It's so important that, you know, if we're going to be healthy in the body, well, our soul has to be prospering. The soul always is going to affect your body. We all want to prosper and be in health. Those things are for us. Amen. But don't forget, he says, as your soul prospers. And most believers focus more on being prosperous, maybe being healthy, But we need to take care of our soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. And it's been proven over and over again that if you got a troubled soul, sooner or later, it's going to affect your health. It's going to affect every area of your life. Well, I believe the Lord wants our soul to be whole. David said in Psalm 23, "He restores my soul." You know, David's soul needed a lot of restoring. He went through a lot of great battles, literally. He went through a lot of trouble, a lot of tragedy. But he had a good testimony. He said, "He restores my soul." And I want you to know, though, if the Lord did it for David, He can do it for you. We're living in this society where it seems like most people are tired, weary, stressed. Might be your work. It might be a combination of your work and family and all of the things that go with that, with soccer games and all kinds of school activities and things that you got to keep up with and take care of. And then somebody wants to add church on top of that and telling you you need to be involved in the work of the Lord. You know what? I try to keep a to-do list, and it's amazing to me. You know, I got the to-do list for the church and ministry, and then I also have the to-do list for home. And it is amazing to me how I will manage to mark a couple of those off and then write down three or four more. And sooner or later, I think it's a subconscious thing, but I manage to misplace my list. And then I get to start over. Okay, what do I have to get done? But it's amazing how there's always more to do than what we can keep up with. And I'm telling you that we have an adversary, the devil, who's the enemy of our soul, and he is always working against us, trying to get us down, trying to get us too busy, too frazzled to be effective for the Lord. Here's some common phrases that show all too well how weary and burdened our society feels. And the fact that you're going to help me finish these shows just how well we know this and how familiar we are with this. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm at the end of my rope. I'm just a bundle of nerves. Oh, if you said joy, praise the Lord, good for you. That's not what we're going for here, though. My life is falling apart. I'm at my wit's end. I feel like resigning from the human race. We know them all, don't we? Because they're so common. But I want to tell you, we're not just a part of the human race. Most of us are part of the rat race, trying to keep up. And listen, it doesn't matter even if you win the rat race. See, some of you are working really, really hard and trying really, just giving it all you've got in this rat race. And let me tell you, even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. So, I'm telling you, the Lord has something better for us. We need to look to the Word of God. Last week, I talked about being a servant, and we went to this passage, and I want to go back there again. We talked about some of these things, but I think we need to really focus on one particular thing here tonight. It's Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And Jesus gives us this great, awesome invitation. He says, "Come to me. Come to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That sounds really good. Is that real? Is this promise really for us? Well, it is. But he goes on, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Are you willing to learn? Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. First thing you need to see here is that Jesus really does care about your burden and about how you feel and what you're going through. He says, you who are weary, heavy laden, Jesus cares. And Peter, he tells us to cast our care upon him because he cares for us. He sees, he knows what we're going through. As our high priest, he was tempted in all things just as we are. He knows exactly how we feel. I want to remind you, you see, when he walked this earth, he walked this earth as a man. Yes, he was the Son of God. Yes, he was God incarnate. But he walked this understands as a man. He knows, he understands the oppression of the soul. And he invites the weary, the burdened to come. A lot of things can weigh you down at one time or another. Not just work or family, but sometimes dealing with a serious illness or maybe a family member that's going through a serious illness. It might be financial pressures. It might be strife in your home. Or maybe it's a spiritual issue in your own life dealing with condemnation and guilt. But here's some good news. Jesus wants to lift that off of you. Jesus wants to take that away. He says, come to me, you who are weary, heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Come to me. And he says, learn from me. Did you know you need to learn to rest? Oh, no. We know how to do that. I'm telling you, most of us don't really know how to rest. A lot of people, you know what? You take time off from work and you don't get rested. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody work harder on their day off than they do when they're working? I mean, you can go on vacation and come back exhausted. I'm just telling you, a lot of us don't really know how to rest. I mean, we might know how to cease from our normal activity, our normal routine, but unless you really know how to rest, unless you learn from Jesus how to rest, you can sleep and still wake up tired. Anybody ever do that? I mean, you can have the day off and you can watch TV for hours and hours and hours. Still be stressed and still be tired. Still be worn out. Still not rested. We got to learn to rest. I'm telling you, the answer is Jesus. It's not just more time off. It's not just leisure time. It's not just finding a way to make your life easier. It's not just relaxation techniques and breathing techniques. It's not a drink or a pill. No. We need to learn how to rest from Jesus. I mean, there's a lot of people in our culture that are lazy and shirk responsibility, and they don't even know how to rest. In fact, a lot of them are stressed out. So the first thing is we got to go to him. How do you come to him? You see, when you come to Jesus, listen, you got to believe in him as Lord and Savior. But I really think when Jesus says, come to me, listen, this shouldn't just be something that happened one time in your life. This should be something that, as a Christian, that we do all the time. That we constantly are turning our burdens over to the Lord. That we pray and give our request to him. It's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You see, if we're gonna really find rest, we got to come to Jesus and share all those burdens with him. And I don't mean share them as in, you know, you and Jesus are going to carry them. I'm saying you turn them over to him, that you give those to him, that you actually pray with thanksgiving and thank the Lord for taking care of it. You got to get to that place where you actually trust the Lord with all that stuff. What do you got to get done? I got to do this, and 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 I got to take care of that. I want to tell you, I'll make this clear in a minute, but we're not talking about shirking responsibility. We're not talking about not doing what you're supposed to do, but you need to turn over all of the care of all of that to Jesus, every last bit of it. You got to get your eyes on Jesus. Don't look to the things of this world to bring you rest. Don't look to the things of this world to be the answer to your problems and your issues. Instead, you look to Jesus. Isaiah 26 and 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Get your mind on Jesus. See, I think when Jesus says, come to me, it's not just a one-time thing, but we need to go to Jesus and we need to keep our eyes on him and just turn those things over to him every day, every day. Realize that the Lord is with you. If the God of the universe is with you, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He told Moses, he said, my presence is going to go with you, and I'll give you rest. You see, if the God of the universe is with you, then you don't have to carry all that burden. No, you let him be God. You know, Moses got it. David got it. Mary got it. She sat at his feet and heard his word. Martha missed it. She was upset and troubled about many things. Now, I told you this last week. There's nothing wrong with serving. We're supposed to serve. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and he said, now go and do likewise. Listen, Martha didn't miss it because she was serving. Martha missed it because she was all upset. She was troubled about many things. And when I say she missed it, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Mary sat at his feet and heard his word. Martha didn't. She didn't hear from God. She didn't get a word. Did you know a word from God can put you over in victory? One word from God can change everything. But Martha didn't hear because she was all troubled and upset. The Bible says we're to serve the Lord with gladness. Not with anxiety and stress and burdens. No, we serve him with gladness. We sit at his feet. We hear his word. And I just want you to know Satan wants to get you to a place where you're so tied up and so busy and so stressed out and troubled that you can't receive from God. You see, you do what you're supposed to do, and you trust God with the outcome. We should always do our best for Him in everything we do. At work, at school, at home, in the work of the Lord. We should always do our best, but we should trust Him with the results. As Paul said, we plant, we water, God gives the increase. We don't have to make it happen. No, we trust the Lord to do that. Remember, He said, take my yoke upon you. You know, the only way to really be free from the burdens of this life is to take the Lord's yoke. And I talked about this briefly last week, but it needs to be said, is we need to get this. Listen, Jesus' yoke is just to let Him be Lord and obey Him. That's it. That's your job as a Christian, is to just serve Him, just to be His servant, do what He says, just obey Him. Now, He's going to tell you to go to work. He's going to tell you to be a good husband, be a good wife, to be a good parent. He's going to tell you to love your neighbor. I mean, He's going to tell you some things, but I just want to make this clear now. Our only responsibility is to do what He tells us to do. Your responsibility isn't to make it happen. Your responsibility isn't to be successful. No, your responsibility is to do what He says. And guess what? He'll make you successful. He'll make you prosperous. He'll make it happen. He's the one that gives the increase. But you see, we get so weary and heavy laden when we take more upon ourselves than what He ever intended. See, our place is to serve Him. Our place is just to obey Him. And that's not a hard yoke. You know, in John, in 1 John, he says, the commands of the Lord are not burdensome. If we just obey God, it's not a hard thing. But Jesus says this. He says, learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I grew up on John Wayne. I mean, I'd watched John Wayne all the time. He was my hero. I mean, John Wayne is awesome. I thought I might get some amens from that, but yeah. But I got to tell you, John Wayne was never meek and lowly in heart. By the way, another translation, instead of the word meek there, it uses the word gentle. And that's not a word I would usually describe John Wayne with either. And so I have a new hero. His name is Jesus. I still like John Wayne. I still like to watch the movies, but I want to model my life after Jesus. I want to learn from Jesus. And I want to tell you that when you learn from Jesus, you find rest for your soul. Well, Jesus says, I'm meek and lowly in heart. That's so against the grain of our culture. Lowly in heart. I mean, this is the God of the universe in a human body, and He says, I'm meek and lowly in heart. And we're taught more often than not to be prideful and to be forceful and to push to get our way. Learn from me. Are you willing to learn? Do it His way? To be gentle is to not try to force things. To be humble is to let God be God. What happens so often is that we get so busy and tied up trying to fix the world and maybe just our little piece of the world. But we take upon ourselves the responsibility for the end result and how things turn out instead of just obeying God. You see, we need to be meek and lowly in heart, that we're just servants who obey the Lord and trust Him, and He takes care of the rest. Meek and lowly. We don't have to fight and strive with the arm of the flesh to accomplish the purpose of God. Listen, we don't have to take the bull by the horns unless the Lord tells you to take the bull by the horns. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had the Lord tell me to take the bull by the horns a couple of times. But more often than not, we just kind of get over in the flesh and act like the world and trying to accomplish the things of God. And instead, oh, how we just need to trust Him and let Him be God. Amen. Some of you need to resign from that position and let God take over. It's amazing how many good Christians go to church some, and they have absolutely no time to be involved in the work of the ministry, in God's work. The enemy is running them ragged. They're stressed out, burdened down, weary, and unfruitful. And the enemy of their soul has gotten the best of them. I'm telling you, stress can cause you to crash and burn. It can even destroy your life. You just need to let the sovereign Lord of the universe take over. I don't know how many of you saw this article, but it's been posted on Facebook quite a bit. Max Lucado, a well-known pastor and author, was talking about the day after the election, and he had this prediction. You know, kind of grabs your attention when somebody's going to make a prediction. He didn't say who's going to win the election. What he did say was, God is still going to be God. The one who can turn the heart of the king is still going to be God. The sovereign Lord, He's still going to be God. I'm just telling you, a lot of us are stressed and worried about all kinds of things that we just need to turn over to God. We need to learn to rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. I want you to hear me. He's not telling you not to work hard. He's not telling you to not do your best, but He is telling you that you don't have to carry the weight of the world. You don't have to carry the weight of your family. You don't have to carry the weight of all that. You need to turn that over to God and learn to rest, to be meek and lowly in heart and trust Him with the rest. We all need to rest. Did you know Jesus had times of rest? Jesus told the disciples one day when they came back from ministry, He said, it's time for us to rest. Listen, you need to have time where you get alone with the Lord and you just learn to rest. I want to close with a passage from Psalms 37. I just really, really, really like this passage of Scripture. In fact, I like the whole chapter, but for time's sake, we're just going to read 3-8. I think it just really speaks to this issue tonight of learning to rest. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. I'm telling you, that's a big part of it, just learning to trust Him, just to give it to Him. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. See, some of you, you're trying, you got these desires and goals and things you want to see and you want to accomplish, and you're just pushing and pulling and scrapping and trying to figure out what to do. Listen, I'm not telling you that you're not supposed to do anything. I'm telling you, you just need to obey God and let Him take care of the rest. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. See, we're not supposed to strive in the flesh and try to accomplish it on our own. No, we're supposed to be a people of faith who trust Him and believe Him. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You say, well, I don't know if this is going to happen. I don't know how this is, you know, Oh, you need to commit it to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Get a hold of these promises tonight and realize they're for you. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. You know what that tells me? God's going to make it right. If you'll trust Him, He'll make it right. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. And you know what? He tells you right there. There's the end result of all that stress and fretting. Just causes harm. It just hurts. It doesn't help. No. Instead, you rest in the Lord. You turn it over to God and you let Him take care of it. Well, stand with me. We're going to pray for just a minute. Father, I just thank you that we can come to you, Lord, when we feel burdened. Lord, when we're weary, heavy laden. Oh, Father, I just pray tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we would truly learn how to rest. Lord, to just let all of that pressure, anxiety, stress, worry, fears. Lord, that heavy weight that we feel, to let it all go in Jesus' name. And to take your yoke. Oh, Jesus, help us to learn from you. To be meek and lowly. Lord, to not think like the world. To not operate like the world. But to be like you. And he says, and you will have rest for your souls. Lord, we just receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You need to believe you receive tonight. Ask him for it and believe you receive. Lord, we just receive it in the name of Jesus. Well, Father, I pray that it would be so evident, so strong in us, that it would separate us from all the people in the world, that they would see that there's something different about us, that we're not like this world. We're not stressed. We're not fearful. We're not worn out and beaten down. Oh, but we have the strength of the Lord, and we serve you with gladness and joy, victory in our heart, Lord. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for freedom tonight, Lord, and for rest in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, Lord bless you. If you need special prayer, be glad to pray with you. You're dismissed.